They understood that it is not good for a man to think only of his immediate advantage in this world, and they drew his attention to the days of the future, when his soul would dwell beyond the mountains of the west, and must give an account of his deeds to Osiris, the mighty god who was the ruler of the living and the dead, and who judged the acts of men according to their merits. Indeed, the priests made so much of that future day in the realm of Isis and Osiris that the Egyptians began to regard life merely as a short preparation for the hereafter, and turned the teeming valley of the Nile into a land devoted to the dead. In a strange way, the Egyptians had come to believe that no soul could enter the realm of Osiris without the possession of the body which had been its place of residence in this world. Therefore, as soon as a man was dead, his relatives took his corpse and had it embalmed. For weeks it was soaked in a solution of natron, and then it was filled with pitch. The Persian word for pitch was mumiai, and the embalmed body was called a mummy. It was wrapped in yards and yards of specially prepared linen, and it was placed in a specially prepared coffin, ready to be removed to its final home. But an Egyptian grave was a real home, where the body was surrounded by pieces of furniture and musical instruments, to while away the dreary hours of waiting, and by little statues of cooks and bakers and barbers, that the occupant of this dark home might be decently provided with food, and need not go about unshaven.